When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the show today, Ace's Joke of the Day, plus hockey locking and sports history. You'll hear that coming up right after this.
Hello?
Yes, can I speak to Thomas Mabe?
This is Tom.
Mr. May, this is Tanya. I'm just following up with you. I called you back in December about renewing your subscription.
Help me. I'm being held against my will. You gotta help me.
I'm sorry, do what?
I'm being held against my will. You gotta get me out of here.
Okay, sir. I'm gonna put you on hold for a second.
Don't leave me. Don't hang up. I'm scared. Don't leave me. Oh, please don't leave me.
Tell me again, what's going on?
I can't take it anymore. They've taken everything from me. I had a 66 Chevelle Super Sport with crackers, and they stole it, and they traded a Ford minivan.
Are you at 4111 Morgan James?
No, no, that's my old address. They took me from there. I'm not there anymore. That's not who I was.
And where are you now?
They keep me moving. I don't know. One night it's like football practice. The next night it's scouts. And there's this little one. And he can torture me. He watches iCarly. You know, show out. He watches it all day long, over and over again. And it's, I can't take it anymore. You gotta get me out of here.
Are you talking about your family?
They're taking my money.
Okay, I can't help you.
You asked for it, you got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Where was I? This is Tom speaking. Ace Cosby is our engineer. And Ace is, of course, the proprietor of the Ace Cosby joke of the day, which we'll be hearing a little bit later on, of course.
Who's that sexy man with a deep voice? Ace Cosby, here he is with his joke of the day.
Ace!
Ooh. Updated. I better do a joke then.
Okay.
Why did the snowman take a carrot to the library?
Why did the snowman take a carrot to the library?
He wanted to put his nose in a book.
I'm sorry, where were we? Oh, there's Willie G. Let's see. And Christy, I just love that flannel shirt, Christy.
Thank you. Looks sitting like by the fire.
And I guess most of America is going to be pretty chilly.
Yeah, we've got a lot of bad weather coming in.
Arctic something.
Hi, Christy, your man comes in from the field.
Yeah.
Sits down next to you at the fireplace, grabs your feet, starts rubbing them for you.
Yeah.
Then you say, who the hell are you?
Yeah.
But whatever your name is, keep doing it.
Touch you in the cabin.
That feels really good. Pat Godwin.
I'm not going to hurt you.
Pat Godwin's in the blue shirt over there. Chick McGee is at the sports desk. Now, can you do this hockey story? Because I love this story, and I'm not a big hockey person, but I just love the story.
You know, not yet. The Australian Open will not be welcoming fans starting at 11:59 today, local time, which was...
yesterday.
Yes.
Yeah.
Last.
Whatever.
Night. The state of Victoria is getting set to have a 5-day lockdown. The number of COVID cases are on the rise. State had an outbreak started at a Holiday Inn at the Melbourne Airport last week. It's produced 13 positives, and all of those are presumed to be the United Kingdom strain of COVID, which many believe are more contagious than the original coronavirus strain. On Friday morning in Australia, the Victorian cabinet met and doesn't that sound beautiful? A nice Victorian
cabinet.
Yeah. Oh, it's nice. Yeah.
Stylized.
Expensive, but worth it.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you'll have it. It's an heirloom.
Yeah.
It was best for the state to enter a 5-day lockdown. Okay. Now, ladies
look
and gentlemen.
Look at the dovetail joints on that.
Isn't that lovely? Man, oh, man.
There's not one metal piece in that. Okay. It's all held together with glue.
Pat Godwin, you know the reference I just made?
By John Lennon.
Very good, sir. Anyone else get it?
Nope.
No.
I don't think about the Beatles 24
glass
hours a day,
onion.
Seven days
a week. John Lennon talking about a cabinet?
A Victorian cabinet?
Working on a dovetail joint.
The difficulty of making a dovetail. You know what a dovetail joint is?
Yes.
No, you don't.
I know. I just want to get past this. Okay.
You've definitely seen it.
I just want to get past
it. I love that. No, no.
You know, I've said it in a different way to speed this along. I'm going to say yes.
A dovetail joint is not a marijuana thing. Okay, back to you, Chuck.
A junior hockey team in Canada will live at their rink in an effort to avoid the coronavirus.
Cool. Right. They're going to love that.
Beer league.
Hey, anything further?
Can you imagine you're like...
Ferta.
15, and you get to live at the rink for the next 6 weeks.
Yes.
It's cold.
You gotta do something, boys.
You're a kid. You get to live. You get
gonna,
to
it is your, cold.
They're going to skip leg day. You know they are.
Oh, I hate leg day.
Since no fans will be allowed to attend games this season, the Red Deer Rebels got approval from the city of Red Deer and Westerner Park to allow the players to live at the rink.
They got a pracky, boys.
Got a pracky. Have a sandy and hit pracky, then have a big sandy.
And I guess this is a really serious junior league.
Oh, yeah, I guarantee it.
The plan
in,
also...
In hockey, don't some of these young guys get picked for a team when they're 12 or
yeah,
something?
They're scouted very early.
This plan of living at the rink also includes getting the suite owner's support as well as the players and their parents. Team officials have set up basketball nets and ping pong tables on the concourse to keep the players entertained. The suites will also have Wi-Fi for the players.
Can you imagine you and your buddies?
Yeah, they're gonna have a good time.
No parents around. No, probably a couple of.
Well, they're gonna have chaperones.
They'll have a couple of drunks that are. It's Canada. A couple of drunk chaperones. You know, come on, they're having fun.
Oh man,
a
couple drunk poutine every night.
Timmy's every morning.
Yeah,
you're busting into the concession area.
Hey, Hoser, pass the ketchup chips. Oh yeah,
good delivery from Tim Hogan and the all dressed Ruffles. Yeah,
oh, some kid messes with the thermostat. They turn into a swim team. It's going to be a blast.
Oh, yeah. That'd...
Bunch of dudes playing ping pong. No one around.
It's like it's camp. It's hockey camp.
Send to the
sounds
pharmacy.
Like your fantasy.
Have codeine delivered? Yeah. Oh, sorry. I was dreaming.
If you were in high school, how old were these guys? Aren't they like 15, 16 at this point?
Did it say their age group?
No. Junior hockey. It's all said.
This would be fun.
Yeah.
Who knows what that means?
And hopefully then, boy.
And they get to sleep in the suites.
And the practice should be good.
I believe this is one of the regal names in hockey, Brent Suter. I think the Suters. They've all been coaches and related to hockey.
He's I'll the, bet the number of dads that
owner and general
are volunteering
manager
to.
And head coach.
Chaperone.
Hey, sorry, honey. I'm going to have to go chaperone for the next 8 weeks at the rink.
They're the Sutters, but I think you're remembering Bruce Suter.
Bruce Suter?
A pitcher. He was an MLB pitcher.
Well, no, but and then Daryl Suter was the coach of a hockey team in the
Sutter.
Midwest.
Yeah.
Sutter. Was it Suter or Sutter?
Sutter.
Sutter. Yeah. Sutter. Sutter's Mill. Yeah, what's that?
What are we talking about?
Is that the gold rush?
Yeah, I am so lost.
I don't know where we are.
When we get back to dovetail joints, for God's sake.
Time now for today is sports history.
All right.
Great. Hang on a second. Christy, wouldn't you, when you were like a junior in high school, wouldn't it have been super cool if you could go with a bunch of your girlfriends
and
just have like a 6-week pillow fight?
Oh, man.
Having a blast every night.
Learning how to scissor.
Of course, yeah.
Experimenting with scissor.
Sorry I brought it up. Back
when we had a football lock-in for 3 days, we were just idiots. One time I drank a whole cup of salsa, like a whole cup of and then I got sick on the field.
Sure.
It was a whole thing.
That'll happen.
Kids,
boys.
When you're that age, it's just having no supervision. It's a bad thing. It leads to dumb drinking salsa. Oh, my goodness.
But now you know never to drink a cup of salsa again.
Yeah. Josh, it didn't stop me, man.
No.
If I've had four beers, I got some friends. I don't even get paid. If I have a little encouragement, I'll chug some Paso right now. Are you kidding me? I'll throw it back. Pass the Ortega. Give me a shot glass.
Ugh.
El Paso. And the old lasso.
Oh, boy, that's close.
First Christy, now potty mouth chick.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Could we get back to the newscast, please?
Yes, it's time for Today in Sports History.
And what are we learning today?
Get after it.
1908, pitter-patter. Yes. 1908, on this day, the New York to Paris auto race started.
What? New York to Paris was, auto race.
Well, yeah, unfortunately, as soon as they got to the pier.
Like when they arrived at Nice, they went, wait a minute.
Hang on.
Can we not drown?
New York to Paris auto race via Alaska and Serbia.
That's awesome. They went up. They went north.
They went up.
Oh, my God.
They tricked us.
They north to go east.
In 1908?
1908. New York City George Schuster wins after 88 days behind the wheel.
Oh, holy smokes.
Is that where Around the World in 80 Days comes from?
That with the best supporting actor. Remember him?
I think that predates 1908.
Cotton Floss?
What?
Was that a Jules Verne thing?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, there was a movie Around the World in 80 Days starring a very famous, was he a Spaniard?
I think so.
And he had a single name. He
Wasn't
went by
David
the name.
David Niven in that?
Yes. And yeah. he a little, and it was C.A., sorry, Cotton Floss.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is a very unfortunate word.
Okay, think about what they were driving in 1908 in Siberia.
Yeah, those are barely even cars.
They don't even have, they're not enclosed. They're
all open.
Somebody
made a movie about this, wouldn't you? Yeah. I'd totally watch it.
Hell yes, I'd watch it.
The Great Race, the documentary with Jack Lemmon and Tony
Kirk. Oh, sure, that was a documentary, yeah.
That's a great
one. I had no idea that even happened.
You rise, you shine.
Oh, no, but yeah, let's do a movie, put George Clooney in it, have Jack Black play a sort of, you know, fun, crazy guy. I'll watch that in a second.
Oh, yeah.
And
there were a lot of flat tires, I bet.
Yeah.
Yeah, not only that, but frozen fingers.
Yeah, no kidding.
So, yeah, where did they get gas?
There weren't any.
They ran off human blood.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, back in the time.
But what do you do for, like, all of Russia? That's so long.
Exactly. You'd have to...
You see, car,
it's not that long.
I got to look.
Well, darling, you push again.
What'd you call me? Push.
It is not long. It is mighty.
And in 1932, Sonja Henie.
I love it.
Who had a great Henie?
It's Henny, isn't it?
Whatever.
Yes.
Of Norway. Oh, I knew her. She's a wonderful lady. She wins her second of three consecutive Olympic gold medals in women's figure skating at the Lake Placid Winter Games.
Oh, what about the croc?
She beat Austria's Fritzi Burger.
Oh, have you ever had a Fritzi Burger?
Yeah, it's a special on Tuesdays. Oh, my goodness.
A double patty.
Fritzi Burger. And today is Bill Russell's birthday. And then on this date, 1958, he got 41 rebounds to beat Syracuse, 119-101.
Tom, do you like this segment, history, sports history?
I don't think
yes, it gives me an opportunity to review my mail.
Now I am fascinated by this race. You're right. We need to make a movie about this.
Yeah, or maybe there's a good book out there about
three of six contestants.
Did you hear, Josh? Can we have a movie?
Finished.
You don't want to read. We don't want to read.
Well,
that's
half. Half of everybody who started finished.
Yeah, but still.
That's 50%. What do you want?
I'm with Ace. Do they have to just... haul all their gasoline?
Well, in the Great Race, they have gas stops, and one of them is out in the west, Baracho! And
the route took them through Alaska by ship. Then they apparently had impossible conditions in Alaska, so they rerouted it across the Pacific to Japan. Huh? My God.
They kept doing laps on the ship in the car.
Take the long way home.
Yes.
Okay. Next.
Somewhere.
Oh, that's sports.
Apparently Supertramp ends all stories.
That's illogical.
That's all I can take today. I can't take no more, as Popeye said. Wherever you go, whatever you do, always be a good sport. Christy?
Well, this will change everything.
Oh, boy.
Vagina-scented face masks are now available through an online enterprise called Sniffer.
Morning, ladies.
Sniffer.
Way cool, fellas.
Morning.
Right. Sniffer specializes in connecting buyers and sellers of used panties, Josh.
What is that joke, Chick? The blind man walking through a fish market?
Yeah, morning, ladies, I think.
Hello, ladies.
Isn't there something about an outhouse door at a tuna boat or something? What was it again?
Back to
not forget.
And he feels an elephant.
I get it.
Essentially, is
this from the Goop people?
No, it's just like Sniffer. Essentially, sellers stuff face masks down their panties and then sell them to eager buyers who have a panty fetish.
This is amazing. For guys who are into that, this is, oh my gosh, they're thrilled.
Ugh.
So they're they're putting the P in PPE.
Oh. Yeah, I guess you can look at it that way.
Literally.
Hello.
Hey, Ken, how'd you get the yeast infection in your nose? Funny you'd ask.
I don't think you can get it that way. Never mind. Sell used panties online anonymously. A trusted marketplace. Wow. Marketplace, sniffer.com.
Blindfolded guy put one of those on. He goes, wait a minute, don't tell me. Lilith Fair, 2004.
How much do they sell for, chick?
And the sniffer is S-N-I-F-F-R.
Right, no E.
And it doesn't say, make money now, sign up for free. Here we go.
Ladies, just make money. What are you doing?
It doesn't say how much here on the homepage. A lot of dollar signs, though.
I hope these girls make a ton.
And this is their spokesman right there. There she is.
These perverts get what they want. These guys get what they... Or these girls get money.
That's right. I love it. It's America.
I love it.
It's America.
Okay, well, sniffer.com.
Yes.
Okay.
Buy panties, sell panties. You want to buy some panties? I'm going to use Tom's...
You should buy some panties for Tom for his birthday coming.
I'm hearing a little guitar there, Ace. Pat, you got a song about the sniffer of pet face
morning, about 4 a.m. This is a co-write.
Yeah.
Hope you enjoy it. Got a face mask. Smells like vagina. Breathing deeply, day old panty liner. Don't want to be crude now. Creepy or crass. I won't mention tuna, cod, carp, or bass. Scent-free masks, boring and plain. Give me a mask with a hint of taint. It smells like the vagina of a biker mama. Keeps me awake throughout the day. Hey, look, it's John Denver.
I was wondering how you were going to do country roads.
No, we decided to shy away from.
So wouldn't you, if you were around somebody else, wouldn't they smell the mask as well?
Boy.
I mean.
I you're supposed to be 6 feet away. If you can smell it from 6 feet. Yikes.
Yeah.
Go see a doctor.
Okay. This seems like a bad idea all the way around.
No, people are getting what they want.
All right.
I don't know about the COVID germs, but I assume there could be E. coli in there, depending on the...
Oh, Tom.
That probably comes out in the mail.
Hang on.
In the
mail? Hey, Tom.
Tom's taking it back to the butt.
It's not butt-smelling panties.
That's extra.
Well, I'm...
yeah.
I mean, if that's the thing, I mean, can you...
I'm sure it's a thing.
Yeah, that's... Oh, God. Just be glad when you woke up this morning that wasn't on your mind.
True.
I would not order from them in the summer. You know what I'm saying?
Oh. Yeah. But there are guys who... That's when they'll order.
Yeah.
It's like getting good beefsteak tomatoes.
Oh, my goodness.
It's the season.
Thank you for... Yeah. Thank you for putting it in perspective. It never dawned on me.
It's panty season. Who knew?
Thank you. I was just going to say, I never knew there was a panty season, but Christy has just pointed it out to me.
I hate panties. Like, I know that bourbon that's made in Kentucky, some people say that specifically Kentucky bourbon is better because of the way that the cold hits the hills of Kentucky. And
it's pretty damn good.
Place. So can the panty company, can you call in and say, hey, give me a New Orleans humidity.
Sure.
I see what you're saying.
Give me the city girl.
Terroir, if you will, of the underwear.
Oh, nice.
Can you say, give me the L train lady, you know?
Right. Mm-hmm. I want a woman who just spent an August day at Disney World.
All right.
Hey, do you have any of those Boston marathons left?
Do you have an 8-hour?
It's time for our summertime homeless subway sale.
Buffalo Bill girl in the pit. Do you have that?
Wow.
Pat, I think we need to print the lyrics out and do that as a sing-along next hour.
I don't think they'd sing along with us.
Oh, he half disowned the song before he started. Did you notice that? Oh, this is a co-write.
Yeah, I noticed that too.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I usually don't take credit.
But you made sure you did.
We went back and forth on a couple of the lines.
Yeah. You should see
at 4 a.m.
You should see the ones that we rejected.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.